Welcome back to Crusade Radio. I'm here with Larry Lassiter, my dad. My name is Jen, and we are having a program on healing today, and Larry has got a testimony for us.
Well, I'm glad to be here, Jennifer. You probably remember this. Back in 2001, in the fall of 2001, we were scheduled to go to Africa to hold crusades there. Myself, as well as you and your sister Sarah. And I don't know, maybe it was 3 or 4 months before that, probably in the summer. I was just walking through the dining room, and as I was about to go into the kitchen, Sarah came out, and we just embraced each other. And I noticed that when we hugged each other, I felt as if there was a marble in my pocket on my left side, right in my chest, right in my breast. And I checked. I mean, it was uncomfortable. It was how it would feel if you pushed something solid against you like that in a tender place. And I felt in my pocket there was nothing there, and it was actually a growth in my left breast. And so I didn't know what it was, but I knew that there was something in there. Well, I didn't go to the doctor. I continued to just pray and put it into God's hands. But as you know, it began to grow, and it got a lot bigger than a marble, and it reached the point where it was noticeable. Even if I were wearing a t-shirt or a knit shirt, my left breast was larger than my right breast because there was a growth inside there. Well, I would wake up in the middle of the night with some sweats, and I could kind of hear the devil speaking through me, saying, you better not go to Africa. You better get to the doctor. You better get this treated, because that's cancer, and it's growing. And if you don't get it treated, you're going to die. And you better skip the whole African crusades. Well, we were going to do 34 outdoor crusades in Africa. That's how many we did. We didn't know how many we were going to do before we got there, but we knew we'd be doing a lot of them. And so I really did feel some fear at that time, and it was a little bit depressing. I couldn't decide whether I should go to the physicians or whether I could just continue to put it into God's hands, but I did continue to put it into God's hands. And it was during that time that I noticed that it was also affecting the rest of the family.
It really was, Dad. I remember not being able to sleep at night. I felt fear like I had never experienced, because our family's pretty healthy, and an impending illness like that was just shocking and really scary. But by the time we left for Africa, we had really joined together in faith, and I believed that God would be true to his promises and heal you. So by the time we left, I had a certain peace about it, which was a blessing.
I had peace about it too. I mean, I felt like it was God's will that we go. We had a mission to accomplish there. We had churches to establish there, and brethren to strengthen there. And so I was excited about going, and it was a very successful trip, as it turned out. I had pain. It was kind of a dull pain, just a throbbing type of pain in my left breast, pretty much all the time. And we were so busy when we were in Africa. It was when we were in Kenya, we were doing two, sometimes three crusades a day, and then preaching the churches on the weekends. So we were very busy, and as you know, there were other pastors that were coming to meet us before the crusades or during the morning hours, and so we were busy. And so I just put that out of my mind. But I remember about halfway through, it was 2.5 or 3 weeks after we had been there, I was laying in bed, and I just happened to notice that I was not feeling any discomfort in my left breast. And I just reached over and put my hand over my left breast, and it was normal. There was no tumor in there. There was no growth in there. It was completely normal, normal size, no discomfort, and I was completely healed. And I just gave God the glory for that. So, you know, it's a lesson where if God is sending you somewhere, I think Satan was doing everything he could to keep us from going.
Mm-hmm.
And yet when we decided that we were going, I remember in my mind, and I prayed to God that I'm putting it into your hands and I'm leaving the consequences to you. If that means I die, my next waking moment is going to be in glory. I'm going to see your face. My next waking moment is, you know, at the return of Jesus, mm-hmm. as I'm resurrected. So, you know, I just put it into God's hand. And as a result of that, then God did his part. And
Amen.
So since we did that, God healed me. I don't know, you know, what would have happened had I not gone on and gone. I don't know what would have happened if I'd gone to the physicians and allowed them to treat me. But I put it in the great physician's hands, and he healed me. And I give him all the glory and thanks for that.
Praise God. Well, thank you for joining us, Dad, and sharing that wonderful testimony.
It was my pleasure.
Stay tuned for more miracles and blessings on Crusade Radio.